I try to just randomly call somebody. See what happens here. This could be good. Yeah. Watch this. See what happens. I'm digging this, man. This is a good...
Hello?
I'm sorry, were you sleeping?
Huh?
Were you sleeping?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. It sounded like you might have been. Say, if you can give our call letters, you got a chance to win over $10 million.
Your call letters?
Yeah.
It's like radio?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, radio.
I had no idea.
We're KSTP.
Oh, really?
But you know what? We're going to send you something anyway. What were you doing tonight?
Oh, just watching the TV.
Man, what happened to our lives? Is that all there is? Get to a beautiful night and just sit down with your big old belly and watch television, and then you die of congestive heart failure, and at your funeral they work like hell to say something nice about you, and they make up lies like he lived every day to his fullest. It's a racket, isn't it?
I don't know if it's a racket.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, watching TV has some benefits.
Huh?
At least when it comes to trivia, I got quite a bit. You know?
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, just general television trivia knowledge.
You do?
So, yeah, pretty much.
Really?
I think so.
Well, let's go back to that $10 million deal and see if we can get a trivia question answered. Ready?
Ready.
Gilligan's Island. What was the professor's actual name?
Yeah, I can't think of it.
Earl Kreitzman. Earl Kreitzman was his actual name. I'll try one more. We can't give away 10, but we'll give away 5 on this one, because I got to save 5 for... Because we got to pay bills and stuff around here. For $5 million, let's go with Bewitched.
Okay.
We all know that Samantha Stevens could wiggle her nose and create magic. But what would happen when she'd... shift in her seat and bring her elbow back by her lower lumbago.
Twist her seat and lower her elbow down by her what?
Lower lumbago, I think it's called. Something. Or her, yeah.
Well, let's see.
Why is that? They're rushing me a little bit. Don't hit the buzzer so fast.
Got the question on.
Yeah. I'll ask you a different one. Okay. We'll go with I Dream of Jeannie.
All right.
The genie, what was she like? What was she like?
What was Jeannie like?
Yeah.
She was old, a genie in a bottle.
No, she wasn't old.
Well, she was
beautiful, young woman.
She was extremely old. She was like, hundreds or thousands of years old?
Oh, my God, I'm wrong. I got to buzz myself. You're right, she was very old. Okay, what else was she like?
She was young-looking, thoughtful, very attentive to her master. She was extremely loyal to her master. That was the
main... what do you think she was really like? I mean, just as a person, those are just things that came through the show. But, I mean, go beyond the show and just think about her as a person, as just a human being, three-dimensional. There must have been more there.
Oh, I'm sure she was quite knowledgeable just through the years, knowing... facts from way, way long ago, ancient Babylon, and...
And she also, I think, was lonely. In a way, not terribly unlike Marilyn Monroe. Beautiful, but deep down lonely. Do you think that? A little bit?
But she hid it.
She hid it with her smile. Huh?
No, you're talking about the character, right?
Sometimes I think they mesh. I don't know that we can separate them, ultimately.
No, because once that Tony got her out of the bottle, she was happy that he was her master, and she.
But that whole master relationship.
Getting him out of there, one mess after another, or getting him into one mess.
Don't you see what you're saying, though? It was a statement on about where women were and where they needed to go. The whole thing was a feminist movement anthem, really. I think.
I know that
yeah.
She wasn't allowed to expose her belly button back then because that was...
But what is the slave-master relationship about? Remember, this is the 1960s. Where was the women's movement? Think, what really was on her mind? Slave-master. Thousands of years of that. And then this breaking out, which is the whole thing coming out of the bottle. Coming out. What is the key there? I'll kick in the other five for $10 million. See where I'm going here?
The feminism?
Yeah, what is that? It's elusive, and yet we're almost there. What's that?
You want equality of the sexes?
Yeah, and you're there, but then there was something with that. We're almost there. I guess we're at about $9 million, but for the $10 million, what? It's sort of a, what was it? There. We're running out of time. The thing... The thing was what?
You're
so close.
I can't think much other than the equality.
Did you say it? And it starts with
that?
A B. You almost said it. Starts with a B.
B.
B. You. Oh.
I don't know, beauty?
Oh, crap. Oh.
What were you driving at?
Oh, I had it just a second. What the hell was I? Oh, I just. Son of a gun. When that happens, I just lost it. It was, I should have scribbled it down. I had the word. I don't know what it is now. Well, we came close anyway. I think you were going to say, what were you going to say there? It was a B word.
As far as equality women's movement?
No, just a B word. I think you were pretty much going to get the money with just about any B word.
Beauty?
Beauty wasn't that, though. It was,
Bra burners? I don't know.
What? Do you have it? B.
B. I can't think anything that would start with a B for that.
Bill Bixby.
Bill
Bixby.
Eddie's father?
Yes, he was the answer to the whole I Dream a Genie thing because then what it evolved into him saying, hey, I'll step forward. Genie, I know what you're saying. I'm going to stay at home with the boy. I'm going to be the first Mr. Mom in television history. And then it just started snowballing. The whole women's movement started snowballing.
Yeah.
It was that 1-2 punch of those two together. And that's what I was thinking you were going to say was Bill Bixby. And wasn't that a weird thing for him to do at the end, to reject that whole thing and become the Incredible Hulk? What was he saying there? I was wrong. I went the Phil Donahue direction to a bit of an extreme. What was the Incredible Hulk an answer to for $10 million?
What was the Incredible Hulk
an answer to relating to that feminist movement, that whole Bewitched, did I say Bewitched? That whole I Dream a Genie? Well, Bewitched also, you know, you have the dominant witch and then the passive husband who has no powers. That's why I think it was so revolutionary what was happening in television then. But what was the Incredible Hulk? What was that an answer to? What was Bill Bixby saying before he died?
Before he died?
For $10 million. And give him extra time on this, Johnny. Yeah, before he died.
How was the Incredible Hulk, his character,
What was he saying to that whole feminist movement that he had been a part of and a leader in?
That if you dig down, look deep inside, you can do anything?
Wow. Wow. That's not it, but I like your answer better. I can't give you the $10 million, but I'm going to make your answer the official answer in all future contests. That is better than what we had. Will, thank you for playing this game. I suppose you're wondering who I am.
Sort of, yeah.
Well, I'm just a guy in the neighborhood. I was home tonight, too, and television is all reruns, so I was just screwing around on the phone. But it was good talking to you. And take care of yourself.
What do I win?
There's some old lawn chairs out by the dumpster. I got garbage coming on Monday if you want those. They're pretty ripped up.
No, if it's not money, it's...
No. Okay, I'm really sorry to have kept you on so long. You probably missed whatever the important conflict was in the show you were watching. What show was it?
I was watching The Iron Chef.
Oh, now that is interesting. That's sort of the last chapter in this whole television thing we've been talking about. The Iron Chef says what for $10 million about this whole stretch of revolutionary television over the last 30, 40 years. The Iron Chef kind of closes it out with what kind of a statement? Food, the earth, where we come from, where we go back to. That says a lot there. Let me get your address and I'll send you. I won't send you the lawn chairs because I know you don't want them, but I'll find something around here. Do you don't collect old carburetors?
No, not really.
Okay, you say not really. You might want one if it's a nice one?
No, I mean, I like old Honda trail bikes.
Uh-huh. How about something old that starts with a B? Just say anything old that starts with a B, I'll find it for you.
Something old that
starts with a B. Yeah. don't give them time. All right, how about a bassinet?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll find something. I'm going to put you on hold. Give my next-door neighbor your address, okay? He's here. He's just over having a couple of Millers. Will you give him your address?
All right.
All right, hang on.